Finish high Parshas Miketz. Vayome Aleihem Yisrael Aviyim. And Yisrael, Ayahu, right? Their father told them, Imken Eifo Zot Asu. If so, what is this that you did? Kichu Mizimrot Haaretz. This is when they came back and the brothers came back and they found in their sacks all the money for the produce that they got in Egypt. So what did they do? Take from Zimrat Haaretz, Bikeleh, and take from the goodness of the land in your vessels. Voridu le'ish mincha. Each person should take down for this person, for Yosef, this mincha, this offering, this gift. Says the Ben Ish Chaim, Nirali, B'siyat Dishmai, with the help of heaven, the Yadua, Hei Rishon L'Shem Havai, the first Hei of Shem Havai, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Nikrit Aim Ha'elyona is called the higher mother, right? That's what it's called. It's called Ima. It's called the female, the higher female concept. Vegam Hey Achrona, and the second Hey, right? You have Yud Hey, then you have Vav, and you have another Hey. So the first Hey is the upper mother, and the lower Hey is the lower mother, right? Aim shehi imatata, the lower mother. Right? It's both females, there's the concept of mother, concept of daughter. So they're both mothers in a certain sense, depends to who. Yeah? Now he's saying, Ella shezuni krat b'shem Ken. The lower hay is called Ken. What Ken means is a place where, konanucha, a place where, Shiloh HaKen, a nesting place. The Ken or Moshav L'Kol HaOlamot. This is like the nesting place, the place where all the worlds are, so to speak, sitting and being expressed there. Because this is Malchus. It represents Malchus. Kingship. Kingship is where the expression of all the higher worlds. So the last Hey is the expression of all the worlds above it. Right? So he says, Shehi Sofa de Kol HaDarkim, it's the end of all the spiritual levels. Malchus is the end of all the spheres, the end of all the spiritual levels. And that's the place where all the higher levels are expressed in the world. Kiyadu, as is known. Vezesh Ama, Im Kain. Now he's explaining the Pasuk. Right? Im Kain, if so, that's a simple pshat. Kri Ba Aim. Im Kain. It's called aim. It says im is a lotion of aim. Aleph mem is a lotion of aim. So scriba aim, mother. Betzere, not bechirik, betzere, aim, Cain. Rotzaloma, aim, shehi Cain. The mother which is Cain, i.e., the mother which is Cain, that mother which is the nesting of the lower worlds, that's the hey achrona. That's how you read it. Eifo zodasu. Now, eifo zodasu is a remez. That's the next part of the pasuk. What should you do like? Yaakov telling the Jewish people, the children, what they should do in such a case. They should take a matana to Yosef. Zot, right, is Loshen. Zayin Ot. Seven signs. Remez, the Otiyot Hashem. It's a hint of the letters of God's name. Vahakise. And his throne. Or Remez, the Otiyot Shakai. Or it's a hint to the letters Shin Dalad Yud, Shakai, right? V'otiot Adni, and the letters Adni, right? So we have three letters Shakai and four letters Adni. Shinifgamu Bechet Adam V'chava. That they were Nifgam, they were, how do you say Nifgam? They were blemished through the Chet of Adam Arishon, right? Adni is a shame for Hei Tata. And Shakai is the name for Midat Yisod, the Midah of Yosef. That's the Midah of Malchus and the Midah of Yosef. Both are forms of Malchus. Shakai is a form, Yosef is Mishneh Lemelech, the secondary to Melech, and Adni is Avram Avinu, like the Gemara says. Before Avram Avinu came to the world, God's Malchus wasn't known in the world. God wasn't known in the world. Came Avram Avinu to the world, and his shame Adni was known in the world. His Malchus was known in the world. That's why Tosfos says we don't need to say in Shemona Esrei Melech HaOlam. Why? Because we say Elokei Avraham. We say Elokei God of Avraham. The God of Avraham means Malchus. Okay. So he's saying basically what was Nifgam in the Chet of Adam Arishon was the Malchus. The Malchus of all the Zion, the lower Zion, the lower seven levels. The Malchus of all was Nifgam. I had the expression of all the lower spheres were Nifgam. There wasn't proper expression. That's the concept of Shvira Sakelim. Shvira Sakelim means when a Kli is functional, right? The breaking of the vessels. When a Kli is functional, it's expressing what it's supposed to be doing. The cup is functional. It's expressing what it's supposed to be. You put earthenware cup, you put hot coffee in it. It's good. Has a hole in it. It can't express it. It can't use it. Maybe use it as a vase, but it's broken as a cup. Right? So it's a lack of proper expression. When the Malchus is Nifkam, when the lower level is Nifkam, that means the higher worlds aren't properly expressed in the lower worlds. There's a separation from the higher to the lower worlds. That's the concept of Shvira Sakelim. That's the concept when you have a discrepancy to the expression of the higher worlds and lower worlds, so then you have a concept of Bechira. You have a concept of a choosing of good or bad. Because if you choose to separate from the higher worlds, you're allowed to, because they're separated. If you choose to reconnect the higher worlds to the lower worlds, then you're fixing the vessels, or the vessel that you are yourself. Each person has his own vessels to fix. That's the concept of Shvira Sakelim. That's the concept why this concept represents this concept of free choice. Because if the higher worlds were complete sync and see expression of the worlds, then everything would be the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You did against that Rotzen, you get smacked straight away. You get punished straight away. There'd be a complete connection of the higher to the lower worlds. This discrepancy allows the ability to choose to separate or to choose to reconnect. Okay. Asu rotzolama. Asu, what's the word asu? Comes to teach us. Tiknu, fix. Kamo, uben baka ashe asa. The ben baka which you made, which you fixed. Or, so he's saying like this. What he's saying? He's saying, what is Klal Yisrael, when they came back, and what is the advice that Yaakov's giving? They came back, right, and Yaakov was worried that this person in Egypt was going to condemn them for not paying for what they had. So Yaakov's now giving them advice. In Cain, if this is so, the Aim Cain, the Malchus, the lower Malchus, if it's so, it's Nifgam, if it's blemished, because you're going to be caught, you, the Jewish people, the Shvatim, who represent the revelation of this Malchus in the world, you're going to be caught, you're going to be put in prison, i.e., you're not going to be able to express yourselves because of this so thing of getting your money back, right? And it looks as if you stole it, and now they didn't know it was Yosef, but whoever's in Egypt, this semi-paro, is going to take you into captive, and the Malchus is going to be shavui, going to be non-expressive. So now Yaakov's giving his meaning. Eifon zot asu. He's telling him, zot asu. Fix. Fix the Zayin Tachtonim. Fix the lower levels, this blemished, this part of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Fix it. That's what he's telling them. And now he's going to tell you how to fix it. That's going to be cool Zimrat Aretz. But before he does that, he's going to give another pshat. You with me? So what's the Be'ez Chai doing here? He's explaining you this advice of Yaakov to the brothers, to his sons, right? A very, very deep pshat. Alpi Drush, Alpi Remes. What this advice was. Now this advice is advice for eternity. But he's explaining to you what this pasuk means, Alpi Remes. One of the pshatim. So he says, Zot, or you can say Zot, means something else. Zot asu, this do to fix it, to fix the proper expression of the Malchus that was Nifgam, that was blemished. Kinui l'tera, Zot is a kuni to Torah. Why? Kamo shabu rabotenu b'midrash rabba, like that we see in the Midrash rabba, parashas achorimot, right? Zot is kinui l'tera. Because it says Zot ha-tera. Zot is a kinui l'tera, Zot is a word that's also used to express Torah. Kamo dama, like da'atama, like we see in Dvarim. Zot ha-tera, this is the Torah. So Zot is associated with Torah. V'od amru rabotenu, and our rabbis teach us, Zot, kinui letfila. Zot is also a kinui, as a replacement sometimes in the Torah. You see, for the concept of tefillah. Kamo shekatab, v'yi kechalot shlomo litpalel al Hashem. When Shlomo finished davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, et kol ha-tefillah, and all his davening, the hatchina, and all his supplications, hazot. So zot is also associated with tefillah. V'ken David hu omer al ken matzav decha litpalel lefanecha. You found your servant davening in front of you. Et tefillah hazot. This tefillah hazot. So zot is associated with tefillah. So you see, the word zot is associated with tefillah. It's associated also with Torah. Haynu rotzon amar. This is nice. How we're going to fix the pagam, the blemish of the malchus, al yedei esik haTorah, through being involved in Torah. Vatfila. Titaknu et hei achrona. That's how we finish, we fix the hei achrona. In other words, im ken, if ken, eifozot, right, asu, how do you fix the blemishing of the im ken, the aim ken, the malchus, the achrona? How do we fix that? We fix it through tefillah and Torah. That's the middle of Yaakov. Hakol kol Yaakov. Fix the Ayudei Esav. The Shvira, we didn't learn this, but the Shvira is, the hinting of the Shvira is represented in the Malchus of Edom, the Malchus of Esav. At the end of Parshat Vayishlach, you have seven kings of Esav, and you have eight kings of Yaakov, Zeh Keneged Zeh Asa Elokim, right? Or eight kings of Esav and eight kings of Yaakov, depends on you, may, right? Because there's also Malchus there. Zeh Keneged Zeh, there's a Rashi there, in the Chumash, it says, when this stands, this goes down, i.e. the Malchus of Yaakov was to mevatel the Malchus of Esav, right? How do we mevatel the Yadayim of Esav? The Shlita, Yad means the Shlita, dominion of Esav in the world. How he destroyed that? So the call of Yaakov, for the inner voice of Yaakov, what's that inner voice? That inner voice is call of Torah and call of Tefillah. Hanikret Aim, v'nikret Ken, right? Perushadavah. Right? So this hey will fix this hey achrona, which is called aim and is called ken. Because the aim represents the higher level, the higher, the hey rishona, and the ken represents the hey tachtona, like the kan, the nest for all the worlds, all the higher worlds to be expressed in it. Right? So it says like this. Now he's going to explain fully now the pasuk. Perush hadavar, explanation of the matter. Kehumi zimra ta'aretz, take from the good of the land. What's the good? Zimra, right? Psuke de zimra, right? You say psuke de zimra. Zimra means to, it means also the good of the land, the good produce of the land. But the word comes from the word zmira. Zmira means to sing, a song, like psuke de zimra, as we sing it. Yeah? That's a tefillah. Hem hatfilot. Take the tefillahs. This is the advice that Yaakov will give. Take from the tefillahs. Sheyesh behem shevach the zimra. This praise and singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam behem yizimu aritzim. And with these there will be praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al yedei habiru shel hanitzotzot. Through being mevara these lost sparks. When you had Shiras HaKelim, what happened with the breaking of the vessels? The lost sparks were in the lower worlds. And every time you do a mitzvah, every time we choose properly, we're mevara, we bring back those lost sparks, and then there's a tremendous shef, there's a tremendous influence coming to the world from these lost sparks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring up, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected them, brings this tremendous influence into the world. Okay, habiru shel nitzotzot kedusha nase al yadam. This bringing out of these lost sparks, we bring them back. Bi kelehem. What does kelehem represent? Vessels, right? Remes nitzotzot kedusha. These are these vessels which are holding these lost sparks which got broken, right? The broken vessels and the lost sparks which are in the lower worlds, right? Right? These are called Nikrat Kelim. They're called Shvirat HaKelim, the breaking of these vessels with their sparks. Kenoda Besod Shvirat HaKelim, as is known in this concept of Shvirat HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels. Shanachnu Tzrichim Levararam. We need to bring them up. Ula Taknam. And to fix them from the lower worlds. Dava Yom B'Yomo. Every day. Through our tefillahs. Al Yedei HaTefillot. Through our davening. Ad Gemira, the end till the finishing of the davening. That's why Aleinu L'Shavuach is very important. Aleinu is a Malchus. A lot of people rush Aleinu. We shouldn't rush it. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asazot, he did this, L'Zakoteinu, to purify us, B'Sechel Tov, with a pure thinking. Remember when we learned Sechel? Sechel means the ability to see in this world the upper worlds. To see in everything in this world, its purpose in the higher worlds. L'Olam Haba, Sechel Tov L'Olam Haba. i.e. that clarity of seeing everything in our lives, higher. And what it was passed over, the clarification and the fixing of them in our hands. Like I said, B'siyat Dishmaya, Amama Rabbi Yossi, on the statement of Rabbi Yossi, B'sof Masechet Kelim, and the end of Masechet Kelim, Asherecha, happy are you, Kelim Shenichnasta Betuma, right? This is the Masechet Kelim, is the Masechet that we learn all the laws of vessels. What's pure vessel, what makes a vessel pure, what makes a vessel impure, right? So at the end of Masechet Kelim, there's a Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Asherecha, happy are you, Kelim. Shenichnasta Betuma, because the first part of Masechet Kelim speaks about Avas Atuma, all the forms of impurity. V'yatza b'tara, the end of Masechet Kelim speaks about Tara to Kelim, right? The last Mishnah. So, Ashrecha Kelim, that you started off in Tuma and you ended off in Tara. What does that mean? The life of a person, we're a vessel. We're a vessel that starts off in the world with all these Shivrei Kelim, all these broken Nitzotzot. We start with Tuma, we start with being separated. Tuma is Lashon of Atima, being separated from ourselves, from our deeper self, from these Nitzotzot, these sparks of ourselves which are lost. And as Zohar Hashem, at the end of our time, here, Ashrecha Kelim, that we'll be leaving this world, Batara, with all our Birurim, with all the broken vessels of us being fixed. I will leave the world with proper expression. V'lachein ama b'keileim. That's why Yaakov says, b'keileim, take with your praise in your vessels, right? Sheyiches otam lahem. He associated them with them, with the sons. Voridu le'ish mincha, and take down to this person a mincha. Le'ish remez le'ot vav. It's a remez le'ot vav, the shem havaya. Ish is associated with vav, because Yaakov ish tam. Shenikra b'shem ish, because Yaakov was an ish tam. Ish tam, Yaakov represents this ot vav. Mincha min abiruim ha'elu. Take a mincha with this ot vav. Vav is a lashon of chibul. Of chibul, the birurim, the lower brokenness of us, to bring them and connect them with the upper world. Or mincha. Mincha is a lashon chen ma. The grace, remember we learned what chen means? Chen is a chibul of chokhma to nun, which is malchus. Ma is connected the vav, connected the chibul, connected Yaakov. Shitmale b'shem havaya de alfin. The Shem Havaya, there's a certain way of filling up Shem Havaya. One of them is Shem Ma. Shehu Mispa Ma. I'm not going to explain this, is something Kabbalah. V'yadua ki tashlum Mispa Shem Ma. The completion of this number, Shem Ma, Ma is 45. Ayadei Ot Aleph, the Milui Vav. Through Ot Aleph, the Milui Vav. Shem Ma is a way you express the Shem Havaya. It's Yud, Hey Yud. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, He is He Yud, right? Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and then the final He is He Yud, right? That's Shem Ma. Kamo Shekatav Rabbeinu HaRizal Bidrush Yitzir Mitzrayim Hitchil Lehaskir Shisha Minim, six Minim, Ma'at Tzari V'chulei Keneged Sheisha Yemei Achol, i.e. the Milui of Shem Ma is through those things, the Zimrat Ha'aretz, that we're doing in the Yemei Chol, i.e. these are tefillahs. Shebem tiyeh melechet abiru. From there will be the work of Bimavara di Shivrei Kelim. V'lechein, Roshei Tevot, Shisha Minim, the Roshei Tevot of these six Minim, Eluhu, Shem Kadosh, I can't read the name, Tzadik Dalet Nun Lamed Beit Shin, Dahainu, Tzadan, right? Hu Loshen Seder of capturing. Shabiru Nikra B'Shem Seder. This biru is called Seder, to capture it. There's different types of birurim. Shenitzotzot Kedusha Nitzodim. These sparks are trapped in the lower worlds. The physical, not physical, the spiritual worlds, in the lower worlds. V'yotzi mitoch ha-sigim, and they come out of the sigim va-klipot, and they leave the sigim, the shells and the thorns of the lower worlds. V'otiyot lavash, right? That says, Tzadik Dalet Nun is the first part of the shame, and lavash is the second part. Shiyu levushin Le'ot Vav. They will become Levushin. These Shivrei Kelim become Levushin to this Ot Vav, i.e. the Shem Havaya. Ule'ot He'achrona, to the Vav of the Shem Havaya and the He'achrona. I will mavar these Biurim, and these Biurim now become Levushin to receive the mochim, what's called the higher hashpa of the upper worlds when we do mitzvahs or daven or what or learn Torah. V'lachen karu rabotenu et atfilot dvarim ha'omdim berumo shalom. Chazal called this the Gemara Brachos tefillah, something which is standing in the heights of the world. Why is that? Because with these birurim we bring them up to the heights of the world, right? And then they come back. The chef or the influence of the higher worlds come back into these levushim, which we created from our tefillas. Umachash tefillah inyanam nora v'niskav. They're very, very high. Shenase behem birurim gdolim. It's made very, very big. We bring up these lost sparks to very high level, right? Asher ha'olamot ha'elyonim tluyim behem. The higher worlds, the shefa, the influence of the higher worlds onto our world is dependent on them. V'gam ha'geula ha'atida liyot b'mehera b'yameinu amen. The geula is dependent on these tefillas. That's the chiddush of the Arizal, right? That's connected to Yishmael. It's not for now. Okay. Lechein, right? Lechein, nachon lishtadel lezahel litpalel b'beit ha'knesset. You have to be very careful to daven in a shul. When you're davening, she dugmat beis hamikdash. That's a concept. That beis haknesset is a concept of beis hamikdash. Nikrat mikdash ma'at. The beis haknesset is called mikdash ma'at. Shesham hashrat hashchina. There is the place of the dwelling of the divine presence. V'yatzliach adam b'tikun atfilot sham. And a person will be matzliach with the fixing, with his davening there. Ese yadot ama shahaya mitpalel b'beito. 10 times more than what he davens at home. Shasham Beit HaKnesset Yimsa Tati L'Tivut. You find 2 good things about davening in the Beit HaKnesset. Hen Mitzad Kedushat HaMakom, Mitzad the Kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset, has a Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. V'hem Mitzad Berov Am, that you're davening with a lot of people, so you have the S'chus of the people of the davening B'Kahal Atfile B'Tzibu Hanim Sayim Sham. And that, Chazal say, the Tefillas Rabbim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yimas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't return. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the Tefillah of the Rabbim. So those are 2 reasons why davening in a Beit HaKnesset and davening with a minyan. So you learn from this that if you can't, say for some reason you miss a minyan, there's no minyan, it's still an important thing to daven in a Beit HaKnesset. And if you can't find a Beit HaKnesset, you should gather a people, like on a plane or something like that, you gather 10 people to daven, because you have the mile of Tefillas Rabbim. Okay, that's the Benishchai.